Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens, other animals, and action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
I must pose a question about something my husband and I are arguing over a lot of it. From the world of music and pop culture.
So who's the more aggressive one in these arguments? Would you say it's got to be you?
Absolutely. That is an easy question.
I was going to say, because he smokes a lot of weed.
He's pretty chill.
So I got a feeling that every once in a while you guys will be in the middle of an argument. He might just like fall asleep and take a nap.
He just dips out.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out. I'm checking out on this one. There's nothing good's coming from
now, this. Now, in this particular argument, he says, everybody knows that. And I don't believe that that's true. So
okay. We
have Brother Joe from Renton on the phone. Good morning, Brother Joe.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. We're all very curious of what's going on in Taryn's household, because I have no idea what you guys are arguing about. You just said it's something music and pop culture related.
All right, Brother Joe, we're going to press play on this. I want you to just take it in for a second, and then I'm going to ask you the question. Steve, go ahead and press play.
Okay, on this link.
On this clip.
Oh, okay. God. Oh, boy. No cursing, right?
No cursing.
Okay. Nice. Give it to us. Here comes the riff. At some point. Here we go, Danny.
Well, that is obviously the guitar stylings of Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits.
Okay.
But the question is, Joe, do you know who says, I want my MTV?
Oh, it's, is it not David Bowie from the original MTV commercial?
It is not.
Oh.
Steve Miggs, do you know who says, I want my MTV?
Let me hear that at the beginning again. Is that Freddie Mercury?
It is not. Oh, everybody knows this. Everybody knows this.
Danny, what do you think? Tom or Mark? Blink-182.
It's actually Mike Herrera from MXPX.
You know, I've never once bothered to think. I just assumed it's the guy who sings for Dire Straits.
It is not. It is Sting.
What?
It is Sting.
The wrestler?
No, Sting of the Police.
Oh.
And Brad was telling me that everybody knows this. And so far,
everybody,
none of us knew this.
I mean, you know, he's mid-50s, right? So he's a little bit ahead of me.
Yeah, he's creeping up on 57.
Yeah, anyone over 55 might know it, but us young folks under 55, we all don't know that, right, boys?
All us kids.
Yeah, us fellow kids over here, no idea. I thought that was Janet Jackson, actually.
I just wanted to say thank you, guys, for helping me win this stupid argument.
Dude, a lot of people are texting now, everybody knows it's Sting. That's Sting singing with Dire Straits. Another person, it's Sting.
Duh.
Well, that's Brad and his three friends texting in.
Yeah, it is Brad, right? Oh, yeah, it is his number right there. Oh, yep. Yeah, that's Joe's number as well. And Brad, another Brad, yeah.
God, it's Sting. That's a great song, though.
I mean, it was never really my cup of tea, but I know.
Guitar?
The guitar is pretty awesome. The video is kind of fun and trippy.
Mm-hmm.
He had that sick headband also.
You should start rocking a headband, Steve.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I kind of want to. Like, in honor of Slick Watts.
Yes! Bring back the headband.
Somebody's got to pick up that
torch?
Legacy.
Run with it?
Yeah.
It's you, Steve. You're the one.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. We play the guitar on the MTV.
I swear to God, every time we play anything that's over 40 years old, these two are so smitten.
No, honestly, the whole time I'm thinking, what a wild time. Like, this was a good song.
The Daily Mix Show.
New passion of ours,
okay.
Steve. One of those things was a piece of yard art that's actually a birdhouse on the very top. It kind of looks like almost like an Eiffel Tower base with a birdhouse way up tall. It's like probably 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall.
It's huge.
What does something like that cost you?
I mean, originally it was like up near $200, but we got it for $95.
Oh, it's like you got it for free.
Pretty much. It was very, very good deal.
Where do you get something like this?
We got it at the Spare Room on Kamano Island, which is like this little kind of yard art, funky, vintage, flea market-y type store.
I don't know why, but I was picturing like it was like on like a corner of like a street. You know, sometimes people have like different things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like chainsaw, like, you know, carved out bears,
yep.
And all that. Like, I always see those like in the corners. I was thinking like you just pulled up to a, like, you're like, oh crap, I don't have a Father's Day gift. Let me just grab something
loaded up.
This dude on the corner of this and this.
They have all sorts of cool stuff. They've got like,
gotcha,
the big Sasquatches and big giant roosters and things like that for your yard. But we got this big birdhouse, and then Brad got a field guide for birds of the Pacific Northwest because we have become bird people.
How did that even start?
You know, it's... The gateway was the hummingbird feeder. We started with one hummingbird feeder, then we got two. This year we have three, and now we have two bird feeders. And now we got
folks just don't get it.
How many bird feeders do you have, Danny?
Zero, Steve.
Same,
what?
Same. Yeah, I've done.
Yeah.
Why am I? I'm going broke feeding my two dogs and my child. I don't need to add birds into the mix. They won't even appreciate it.
The amount of money that we're now dropping on bird seed is kind of insane, but we love it. Like on the weekends, we'll sit outside
it's
and just watch the birds, and then we're like, oh my God, is that a Western tanager? Holy crap, there's a male spotted towhee. Did you see that? There's the Stellar's Jays. There's two of them up there.
City folks just don't get it.
So do you have like a book where you're like looking at the bird to see if it's the right type of bird?
So we didn't have the book until Father's Day. I ordered one for Brad that's, you know, specifically for the PNW, and now we've just been like nerding out on it, looking up all these different birds.
Is there an app where you can like take a picture of the bird and it'll tell you what kind of bird it is?
Oh, I'm sure that there is.
Yeah.
But it's become very, very fun. Like
you would have lost it then, because at the last DOA wrestling show I did in Portland, I wish I had a chance to talk to this woman, but I couldn't find her afterwards. As I'm walking around doing right before my match, yelling at people and getting everything all riled up, I look into the crowd and there's a woman who has a freaking pigeon on her shoulder. It was like her pet pigeon, like an emotional support pigeon. And I've never seen something like that before. And it was like the talk of the locker room, like, hey, did you see the lady with the pigeon on her shoulder?
Oh my
and I'm
gosh.
Like, yeah, wow. Of course I did. Who shows up to an event, a loud wrestling event, and has a bird on their shoulder, and the bird stayed there the whole time?
Was it enjoying it? Who was the bird rooting for?
It wasn't rooting for me. It said mean things to me.
Oh, no. Well, what's something odd? I mean, aside from wrestling, something odd that you've become a nerd over?
Become a nerd? I mean, I think... I don't know if I would say I'm becoming a nerd over it, but I'm definitely fascinated by it, so I guess I am. Is whenever my child is obsessed with a YouTube show, I just want to know how much money, how many views, like how, what is the backstory? Like, why is Ryan and his family doing this now? Oh, his mom was once a teacher. Oh, and then she gave up being a teacher. I get really into the backstory behind, like, the engineering family or like this sugar star woman. I want to know what they're all about and what led to them doing this, because clearly they're making a lot of money doing it now.
You are like an archivist.
Yeah, I don't know what you would call it, but I guess a nerd.
You're after the origin stories. You could start putting together documentaries about the YouTube people.
I kind of want to, because, I mean, mainly it's because I think it's stupid and I hate that my child likes them. Mm-hmm. And like, we constantly, like, we limit the amount. But when I watch her and she's so fascinated by it, and I know other children are too, I'm like, how did they even figure this out?
I mean, there's a method to their madness, for sure.
Yeah.
So you're a nerd over the origin story of YouTube stars. I'm a bird nerd. What about the Rockaholics? What's that odd thing that you have become a total nerd over? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What would somebody say that you are a total nerd over? 206-803-ROCK.
Nerd!
Steve, someone on hold is a major flower nerd over a very specific type of flower.
Are we talking flower like F-L-O-W-E-R or F-L-O-U-R?
Yes. The first one, not okay. The baking flower.
You never know.
We'll talk with them in just a moment, but first, Amy from Stanwood, tell us what you nerd out over.
Well, I've been nerding out over bread pudding lately.
Like making it yourself or going to places and trying their bread pudding?
Oh, no. I make the best bread pudding.
Prove it.
What is involved? I've personally never made bread pudding. What does it take to make bread pudding?
I guess it's just the love that I put into it, because I really don't know. I guess really what it is the chocolate chips, but they're white chocolate chips, and you put in just enough to where you're wanting more.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are there different flavors of bread pudding? Excuse my bread pudding ignorance.
Well, some people use raisins. I don't do raisins. Uh-oh. Some people, you know, you can make different ones, but I've got it down, I'm telling you.
Why do we hate raisins all of a sudden?
I've got to make some for you guys so you can judge it.
I would love to try. Have you ever done it with peanut butter chips?
You know, that's so weird that you said that, because I have some and I'm going to try that today.
Oh,
please call back tomorrow and let me know how that goes. Cause that sounds like somebody right up my wheelhouse.
100%. Wait, no, but raisins in anything ruins it.
Yeah. Why are we hating raisins?
Raisins are the worst.
When did this happen? It's like, first we find out that nobody likes ketchup. Now all of a sudden nobody likes raisins.
Yeah, Steve, you just have no taste buds.
Apparently I live in a weird world of ketchup and raisins.
Oh.
Oh my God. I'll just take a handful of raisins and eat them. To me, that's like one of the best snacks.
I feel sorry for you.
Get all stuck in your teeth. 206.
Oh, sorry.
803 Rock. Joe Dredd in West Seattle. What is something that you're a total nerd over?
Yeah. Well, good morning, guys. Yeah, about 8-10 years ago, I started doing this thing. Oh, I've got a yard. I could plant anything I want, and I started planting sunflowers. The sunflowers are just awesome. They put a smile on your face. And I got to the point where I would harvest the seeds and plant them the next year. So one day I decided, you know what, I'm just going to carry these seeds and a little digging tool and run around Seattle and just put them wherever I can to see if they grow. And you now, if you drive down 2nd Avenue through Belltown, there's those planters between the bike path and the cars. Down there, all between Denny and Virginia, you will find my sunflowers growing there every summer.
Wait, Joe Dredd, the sunflower man?
Oh, I'm the sunflower king, my friend.
I was going to say sunflower fairy, but you guys, you know, make whatever happen on the business
cards.
Wow,
look at you. Yeah. We're trying to make it masculine.
I have a greenhouse at home, and every year, every spring, I start some at home, and typically I will start about 300 sunflowers, and I always give them to my friends. And right now I have 5 different strains going.
Man, now that my daughter would lose her mind. She loves sunflowers.
I've never even tried growing them at my house, Joe, but I think that you might be my sunflower seed dealer now.
Well, you know, if you want some starts, I have some extras. But right now I've got this fascination for a style. I couldn't get them to grow before. I got one to grow last year, and I got all the seeds from it. Have you ever seen a teddy bear sunflower?
No.
Look it up. Look it up. They're very fluffy.
So are we going to see at the next the Kiss tribute band that you're in Almost Human, at the next Almost Human show, is it going to be like your bass rig is going to have a bunch of sunflowers on top of it?
You damn right it won't.
Love you, Joe.
206-803-ROCK. Bob from Tacoma, what would someone say that you're a total nerd over?
Boy, how in the hell do I follow that guy?
I know you learned something new about your friend Joe. All of a sudden, he's planting sunflowers all over Seattle. I love that.
Well, I'm a total nerd for hummingbirds, so I've probably got 85 different plants in my backyard that hummingbirds love. And I got a tip for you, Karen. With your feeders, make sure that you change the water every 4 days.
Every 4 days?
Yeah, because there's a fungus that'll start in that, and it'll kill the hummingbirds eventually. So you don't want to do that.
Okay, I was doing it every Sunday, but I need to do it every 4 days.
You murderer.
Yeah, during the summer because it gets pretty hot. But no, I'll sit on my deck, and I've got hummingbirds that'll land on my shoulder and stuff. It's really cool.
Okay, that is life goals for me, Bob.
Bob, more importantly, do you like raisins?
No.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Bob is the man.
Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.